What you receive, or what the parents receive, is an indication of how well the child is doing in that subject in relation to all the other children in the country. Do you understand that? So I was told that my daughter, in science, there were 15% of the children in the country were better than her, and 85% were not as good as her. You see? It's a measurement of all the children against each other. So it actually doesn't actually tell you how good they are in one sense. It tells you how good they are relative to all the other children in the country. And of course it will be different, it may be different in the different subjects. It, you know, they may tell you, in English, your darling child is, you know, only 1% of the children in the country are better. But in maths, 15% are better. Right? It's a way that the government has, a controversial way, a way that many people disagree with, but a way that the government has of measuring up how well the different schools are doing, because the government then says, this school, all the children are in the bottom, 10%. Must be something wrong with that school. Right? This is very controversial and a very recent development. It's not something that's been going all that long. I remember it well because my own son was in the first year they introduced this stuff, so they were what we call guinea pigs. They were the trial children to see whether the system worked. Those exams are given nationally at age 7, age 11, age 14. At age 14, there was supposed to be, I think, a foreign language exam as well, but I have a feeling that they've forgotten about that because there has been a change in the foreign language requirement. For a few years, a foreign language was compulsory from year 7 until year 11, so 5 years. For a few years, that has been the case. The government did not say which foreign language, but a foreign language. About 90% of the children did French, but it could be another language. However, the government has just changed that rule and said that the foreign language is actually only compulsory for 3 years, not 5 years. So year 7, year 8, and year 9. Having said that, many schools will teach it for more than that, right, because they go beyond what is compulsory. Okay. When children, students, as they like to be called by this age, reach the end of the compulsory education, that's the end of year 11, when they are 16 years old, because they started at 5, yeah? So when they're 16 years old, at the end of year 11, they are supposed to take what are called GCSE exams. Again, these are national. General Certificate of Secondary Education. So this is almost like the certificate you get when you finish something, yeah? And these are pass-fail exams. They are national across the whole of England and Wales. And students are supposed to take, although it's not a legal requirement, but they're supposed to take at least English language, mathematics, one science, one humanity, one technology, and as many other subjects as they care to take. And many children, my children, for example, took 12 subjects. It's quite common to take between 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 subjects at that level. General Certificate of Secondary Education. There's an amazing amount of subjects that you can take these days. I'm amazed. It's so many more than when I was a child. I mean, there are so just technologies. You know, I think there are 12 different technology subjects that you could take. You know, my son took a subject called systems control. It's a bit like engineering. Was never available when I was that age. My daughter did textile technology, for example. There are many different subjects, so that's how you sort of build them up. But the essential subjects are really English. You're supposed to take one foreign language, although the government has backtracked on that and is not demanding that people take foreign languages anymore. They change their ideas every 2 or 3 years on that subject. But typically, somebody who wants to continue their education will typically take between, 8 or more subjects. They are graded. A star is the top grade. Then A. then B, then C, then D, then E. They are all supposedly pass grades, and F means fail, right? And there is something called U, unclassified, which I've never quite understood what the difference between unclassified and failed is, but there is such a thing as unclassified.